हे कृष्णा डिवोटीज, तो वेलकम टू अवर भगवद गीता सेशन। दिस सेशन इज डेडिकेटेड टू इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस ई भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। सो लेट अस स्टार्ट विथ सम प्रेयर्स। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपी ककांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे प्रिये। वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा टू ऑल द डिवोटीज, वेलकम टू अवर भगवद गीता सेशन। एंड टुडे वी विल डिस्कस सम वर्सेस फ्रॉम 13 चैप्टर। एंड टुडे वी विल ट्राई टू डिस्कस ऑन दिस मटेरियल नेचर प्रकृति विच इज एक्टिंग इन अवर लाइफ एवरी मोमेंट। सो विल स्टार्ट ऑफ विद वर्स नंबर 13.20। It is said in this verse, Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Vidhi Anadi Udbhav Api Vikramscha Gunamscha Vidhi Prakriti Sambhavan. Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformation and the modes of matter are products of material nature. Just give me 1 minute. Hare Krishna. So the translation says, material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of matter are products of material nature. So we are going through 13th chapter in which Krishna is explaining about material nature, Prakriti. So whenever we discuss about Prakriti, we have to understand two important concepts in Bhagavad Gita, which are very much important for our life. So the two concepts are Purusha and Prakriti. These are the two major fundamental concepts, which if we can understand clearly, we can actually become liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Because this is the only thing, this is the fundamental thing which jivas are not aware of in this material world. And that is why they are trapped in this cycle of birth and death. So, generally, it is mentioned in the scriptures that in this creation, there are only two concepts we actually have to understand. One is called Purusha and another is called Prakriti. Purusha means the enjoyer. And Prakriti means which is enjoyed. Just like in this material world, on a material platform, we see a male and female. Male is compared to a Purusha and female is compared to Prakriti. But on a higher level of understanding, we have to understand in this creation, there is only one person who is Purusha, who is the enjoyer. And who is that person? Enjoyer means who is the proprietor of everything, just like in your house, because everything is meant for you, everything belongs to you. So if somebody raises this question in your house, who is the enjoyer in this house? Whether this table, this chair is the enjoyer, this table is the enjoyer, this light, this wall clock, all these decorations, who is the enjoyer? Definitely common sense is the person who is the proprietor of this house, he is the enjoyer. So like that, if we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, everything has come from me. I am the creator of everything. So if Krishna is the source of everything, that means the Purusha word can only be used for Krishna himself. Krishna is the enjoyer of everything. This is what common sense says. We don't have to apply much logic to this. And what is Prakriti? Prakriti means anything which is created by Lord, which belongs to Lord, which is meant for his enjoyment, is called Prakriti. So this is a very fundamental understanding of Bhagavad Gita, which is explained in many chapters. If we go through Bhagavad Gita, that we have to accept this fact that Krishna is the enjoyer. And we are all, although somebody is in a male body, somebody is in a female body, but actually everybody is part of Prakriti. Means we are meant for enjoyment of God. We are meant for enjoyment of Krishna. But then, initially, when Krishna created this creation, so many jivas, just like we see in a family, father and mother. Hare Krishna, am I audible? Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. So, just like in any family, father and mother, they beget a child. Why they beget a child, father and mother? They are already happy. Why they want children? Because they want to expand their happiness. Similarly, Krishna has created innumerable jivas in this creation because Krishna wanted to expand his happiness. And just like a father, if we consider families which we see in this world on a material platform, we see father in a family who works very hard day and night for all his family members. In fact, family members are not even aware of how much a father works hard for the entire family. He whole day is out, is working very hard. But what does father expects from his family? He only expects love and care from his wife, from his children. That is why a father goes out and works very hard for the entire family. He never expects that they will give him something in return for the money he is giving to the family or whatever support he is providing them. No. The father works very hard only because of love for his family members. But just imagine if the wife and children, they don't accept him, they don't give him any love, then father will not be happy. Similarly, Krishna is the father of all living entities. We have discussed many times. Krishna says, Sarva Yoneshu Kaunteya Murtya Sambhavanti Atasham Brahma Mahad Yunir Aham Bija Pradapita. Krishna is the seeding father of all living entities. So Krishna has created an entire thing for all of us so that we can give love to him, we can serve him. But then some of the jivas, they thought that why to serve father? Why to enjoy with him? Can we become independent of him? So they developed enviousness towards Lord and they developed independent desire to enjoy. And because of which, although Krishna is our father, because he is our father, but because we desired like that to be independent of Krishna, Lord created this material world and he has sent us, all of us here in this material world. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kamaesha Krodhaesha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Mihavarina. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material modes of passion and later transformed to wrath, and which is the all devouring, sinful enemy of this world. Krishna says it is lust only. Lust is what? When we leave our real love for Krishna, our relationship with Lord, our relationship with our real father, just like a son in a family leaves the family in order to enjoy independent of the family, independent of his father and mother. Like that, when jivas, they leave that relationship with the Lord and they try to become independent of the Lord. And what happens? That love becomes lust. Lust is intense desire to enjoy in this material world, independent of Krishna. And Krishna says this is born in contact with material mode of passion. And then all of us have come here to satisfy our lust, our material desires. We are trying to enjoy independent of Krishna. But that can never happen because that is not our real position. Just like a son leaves the family and goes outside thinking that I can enjoy outside without my family, independent of resource, independent of money, wealth, everything. So then he will be always struggling outside. Nobody will love him like his father and mother. Like that, all jivas in this material world, we have left that relation, that relationship which was there with Krishna, that love. And all of us have come here because of lust. Lust means intense material desire, desire for sense gratification. But this desire will never help us to become happy in this material world. That is why there is frustration. We are trying to become happy, but we are not happy. There is a lot of frustration. And later on, it transforms into wrath. We become frustrated, angry. And that is why this is the biggest, Krishna says, sinful enemy of this world. This is the reason why we are struggling. We are taking birth and death in this material world. But we fail to understand that our relationship with Krishna is not an ordinary relationship. The example which is given in the scripture is just like part and parcel of this body. Mavev Amsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All jivas are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like this hand, which is part and parcel of this body. Hand can only be satisfied, can only be happy till the point hand is connected with this body. As soon as I cut off this hand, hand can never be happy. Similarly, till the point we have love for Krishna, we are connected with Lord, we can be happy. Otherwise, we can never be happy. So this is a cause for our frustration in this material world. But if we serve Krishna, then we can experience real happiness because Krishna is considered to be the root of this tree. Tree means this entire creation. If we compare this entire creation to a tree, and Krishna to be the root of the tree, because Krishna is the source of the entire creation. So if we water the root of the tree, we will not only satisfy ourselves, we can satisfy everyone in this creation. just by serving Krishna, because Krishna is the source of this creation. He is the root of the tree. So it is mentioned in the scripture that Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtam. If we can satisfy Krishna, then only we can experience real happiness. We can satisfy everyone in this creation. So there is a very nice pastime which happened when the Pandavas were there in the forest. And at that time, Duryodhana, he was serving one day, once Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni was very happy because Duryodhana was serving him so nicely. But Duryodhana had some hidden agenda why he was serving Durvasa Muni. So later on, when Durvasa Muni was about to leave and he was very satisfied by his services, so then Durvasa Muni asked Duryodhana that, do you want any benediction? Because I'm very pleased with your services. So you can ask any benediction if you want. So then Duryodhana showed a very humble mood and he said, no, no, I am already living in a palace. I am very satisfied with everything. But yes, I can ask something from you, which is very important, that my brothers, Pandavas, are living in the forest. And if you can go there and you can, if you can bless them with, and you should go with all your 60,000 disciples so that they can get your mercy, your kripa, that would be very nice. And you should go at a time when Draupadi and Pandavas have already eaten their lunch, already completed their lunch. At that time, you should go. So then this Durvasa Muni thought, oh, very nice. I will go. I will bless all the Pandavas. So he went there with all his 60,000 disciples. Now, Pandavas were living in forest. They had no arrangements, nothing to serve, you know, Brahmins or Vaishnavas like that, whoever was coming at their place, because they were in a forest and they were bereft of food even for themselves. But they had a very special pot, Akshayapatra, in which they got from Sun God. And the special thing was in this Patra, Akshayapatra, was that till the point, if they cook something in that pot, till the point Draupadi eats the food in that pot, the food will never get over. That was the benediction what they had. So that is why Duryodhana specifically told Durvasa Muni, you should go at the time after lunch, after Draupadi has eaten her lunch. So similar thing happened at that time. Durvasa Muni went with his all 60,000 disciples in the afternoon after Pandavas already had their lunch and Draupadi also had completed everything. And there was nothing left in the pot, that Akshayapatra. So Pandavas received Durvasa Muni and all the 60,000 disciples and they were very happy, but then they were thinking how to manage the situation. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj requested Durvasa Muni and all his disciples that if they can go to nearby river and take bath and then come back. So like that, Durvasa Muni thought, okay, we will go and take bath and come back. And they were all thinking that after coming back, they will take their lunch. Because as a Vaishnava earlier in the Vedic culture, this was a general etiquette. If any Brahmin or any Vaishnava comes to your house, you should serve them. Otherwise, it is considered to be a very big offense. So all of them went to take bath in the river nearby and all the Pandavas, they were thinking how to manage the situation. And whenever devotees are in trouble, one of the very important quality of a devotee is they always remember Krishna. This is one of the very important quality of a devotee. In case of an atheist or somebody who is not a devotee, they will look for some other options. But in case of a devotee, because they have complete faith in Krishna, they always remember Krishna whenever they are in trouble. Although they try to solve that problem, it is not that they don't work. They try to solve that problem, but they know intelligence, that bala, whatever external help is required to solve that problem will come from Krishna only. So like that, all the Pandavas and Draupadi, they approach Krishna. And they explain the entire situation to him. And then Krishna asked that Akshayapatra vessel, which was lying there in the house. So all the Pandavas told Krishna that already we have eaten everything, nothing is there. But then Krishna asked them, you know, still you bring that Akshaypatra vessel. So they brought that, and then Krishna was searching inside if there is anything left. And then Krishna saw there was one small grain which was lying inside that Akshaypatra vessel. So Krishna took that grain out and he took in his mouth. And as soon as Krishna took that grain which was left inside that vessel, inside his mouth, immediately when Krishna ate that grain, all the 60,000 disciples with Durvasa Muni, all of them, they felt as if they have overeaten at that time. And they were taking bath in the river and they were all feeling very heavy inside their stomach, as if they have eaten something much more than they could have eaten. And then they all started thinking that if we go back, Vishnu Maharaj would have arranged for us, you know, lunch prasadam, and then if we could not take that, that would be another offense to Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas. So finally, when they felt very heavy, they were not able to, they were not in a condition to eat anything more. Everybody thought, okay, we should now go back. We cannot go to Yudhishthira Maharaj now, because if we don't accept anything at his house, that will be disrespect to him. He is again not an ordinary person. So Durvasa Muni with his all 60,000 disciples, they returned back from that river itself and nobody came back. Why? Because Krishna accepted one grain of rice which was there and stuck inside that Akshaypatra vessel. And that is why it is mentioned, if we can satisfy Krishna, Krishna is the root of the tree, we can satisfy everyone. So that is our biggest, highest welfare activity in this creation, is to serve Krishna. Generally, people become envious. Why we have to serve Krishna? Why don't other activity? Why don't we spend money on other activities? But this is a principle we have to understand. Unless until Krishna is satisfied, all our welfare activities will fail. All other projects will fail to get the final result. So this is a very important principle we have to understand. That is why in this world, although so much of money is there, so many welfare activities are happening, but because God is not there in the center, all the projects are failing. Nobody is satisfied. Hunger problem is still there. Corruption is still there. Unemployment, everything is there. So we have to bring Krishna in the center. Then only we can solve all our problems. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sar dharman paritajye mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshashami mashucha. Krishna clearly says that you leave all religions, everything you leave, and surrender unto me. I am the root of this creation. Unless until you satisfy me, nothing can happen in this world. And I shall deliver you from all kind of sinful reactions. Somebody thinks, no, I am a Kali worshipper. I am worshipping Durga. If I don't serve Durga or Kali Maya, they will get, you know, offended. They might punish me. Krishna says, no. I am the source of all the demigods, all the devtas. If you serve me, that is the highest religion. I am the root of this creation. So even if you think there are some sinful reactions, Krishna says that I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. And then last for Krishna says, do not fear, Ma Shucha. So we have to fully surrender unto Krishna without thinking about any other thing and serve him. Unless until we serve Krishna, we cannot satisfy anybody else, his creation. That is why Arjuna, we see in Mahabharata, when he understood entire Bhagavad Gita. Earlier, Arjuna was talking about moral principles. How can I kill my family members? How can I fight with my guru? How can I kill my grandfather? That is such a big sinful activity. Sinful reaction will be there. I may have to suffer for killing so many people. Krishna told him, you have to kill for me. Sar dharman paritajye. That is called dharma. Dharma means to follow instructions of Krishna. And then Arjuna, when he understood that actually Krishna is the source of dharma. Ultimately, who has created this concept of dharma? Krishna only. So if we follow instructions of Krishna, that is dharma. Not that we follow our own instructions, we create our own dharmas. So Arjuna followed instructions of Krishna and he fought with everyone. Because
ultimately everybody was offender. Everybody was not following the principles of dharma, and Krishna wanted all of them to be killed. Krishna told Arjuna, you kill them, that is dharma, you follow my instructions. And when Arjuna understood that Krishna is the source of everything, Krishna is the source of dharma. So Krishna is above all kinds of moral, ethical, violence, non-violence, all these principles are below Krishna, because Krishna is the source of dharma. So when we follow Krishna, who is the root of this creation, then we follow real dharma. Just like we have given examples of gopis. So when Krishna called the gopis, they went in the middle of the night. So if we consider morally or general principles, if we see, it is morally very wrong for a female to go in the night to meet a boy. But Krishna is not an ordinary boy. Krishna is God himself. And Krishna only has created gopis. So what is dharma? Dharma means to serve God. So this is a very higher principle which generally people don't understand from Bhagavad Gita. To follow instructions of Krishna, to understand who is Krishna, Supreme Personality Godhead. Brahmaji says, Ishvara Parama Krishna. He is the source of everything. To follow instruction, that is called real dharma. But generally, we don't understand these higher principles of Bhagavad Gita, which are explained. And generally, we consider Krishna as an ordinary human being. And we apply our own principles on him. Moral principles, violence principles. Oh, why Krishna did like that? Why Krishna did like that? We have to understand Krishna is above all those principles. So that is why Krishna, although he performed Rasila, but Krishna even lifted Govardhan. People generally talk about Rasila, but they don't talk about Govardhan, because they cannot lift even a small stone. So we have to understand Krishna is not an ordinary human being like us. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naham vipro nacha nara patir na piveshyo na shudro. Naham varni nacha graha patir na vanasto yatirva. Kintu pradyoya prodhyan nikhila pramananda purnamardadbe gopi bhartu pad kamalur dasa dasa das. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, householder, vanpras, sannyasi. Then who are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am actually servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is a maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar. He is a cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. So that is the principle we have to understand, that all these concepts that I am male, female, I am a brahmachari, I am a sannyasi, I am a vaishya, I am a shudra, I am a brahmin, I am a sannyasi, all these things are connected with this material body. Actually, we are none of these. We are spirit soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna, which is servant of Krishna. Originally, Krishna created all the living entities so that they can all serve him. That is called real dharma, which was explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next, Krishna says in 13th chapter, Kare karana kartarpe hetu prakriti ruchyate purusha sukha dukha anam bhoktritve hetu ruchyate. Nature is said to be the cause of all material activities and effects, whereas a living entity is the cause of the various sufferings, enjoyments in this world. So, because of this lust, all of us have come here in this material world. We have accepted this material body. And whatever activities we are performing in this material world, this material nature is giving us different kinds of sufferings and enjoyments. So, this nature, material nature, is created by Krishna. Generally, when people read this verse, they think, oh, because of nature, everything is happening. Oh, nature is running everything. But no, we have to understand who is running nature. That also we have to understand. Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakriti. This nature is actually acting under my direction. It is not that nature is running independently of Krishna. Generally, people have this philosophy, oh, nature has created everything. Nature, because of nature, everything is happening in this material world. No, no, no. Nature is definitely working in this material world. But who is directing this nature? Krishna is directing this nature. That Krishna explains in 9th chapter and even 7th chapter also. Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakriti. This nature is acting under my direction. So all of us have come here and we are trapped in this material world, in this material body, and we are working under the influence of three modes of material nature. Now, this material world is made of 8 elements prominently, which we are aware of. That is this nature. If we see, there are 5 elements: earth, water, fire. Correct. Then air and ether. All these elements we are aware of. Then mind, intelligence, and ego. 3 subtle elements. But above all these elements, there are 3 modes of material nature which are working. Sattva guna, so in this material world, when we are in this cycle of birth and death in this material body, we are undergoing a very hard struggle. Because in this material world, when we have all come here, this is not a natural position for a living entity, for a spirit soul. This is something which is not natural for a living entity who has come here from the spiritual world. So this world is defined as pavarga. So pavarga means pa, fa, ba, bha, and ma. These are the activities in which all of us are engaged. Pa means parishram. If you want to sustain the material world, you have to do very hard work. You cannot sustain like this. Material world means struggle for existence. So we can see in this world, everybody has to work. Nobody can remain in this world without working. So there is something called parishram. People are working hard. Why they're working hard? So to enjoy their life, to enjoy sense gratification. Because people think my real happiness is enjoyment of the senses. My real happiness is if I can satisfy this body. So for that, what people are doing, they have to do parishram. So everybody is working hard. But then parishram, after that, what happens? Va. Va, vyarth. Although people are working very hard, but it is all vyarth. Because by this hard work, nobody is satisfied. They are frustrated. Nobody is satisfied even after working hard. Even after enjoying the senses to the level best. The only material world is considered with a place for enjoyment. And people try the level best to enjoy them, to enjoy the senses. But this hard work is actually worth, because ultimately soul is not happy. Soul is not satisfied by this hard work. We are not this body. Satisfying this material body is nothing for the soul. Just like if I put a plastic cover on your tongue and I put a rasgulla on your tongue, can you taste it? Can you enjoy the rasgulla? No. There is a cover on your tongue. So you never get taste. So this body is a covering on the soul. Soul is not getting anything. We are simply trying to satisfy this body. So there is frustration. And then bha, there is always fear in this material world. Always everybody is in full of fear. If you see animals, birds, even human beings, because we don't know what is going to happen next. So everybody is in anxiety. There is fear factor, which is there. And then pa, va, bha, and then what happens? Another thing which I missed out is, because of this hard work, what happens? There is some foam which comes out from the mouth. It's like if you see horses, when they run for a long day, some foam which comes out from the mouth. So this is what happens for a person who works very hard. And then laboring hard. And then there is fear. And finally, ma. Ma means mrityu. Finally, after trying their level best to enjoy in this material world, people are frustrated, full of fear. Nothing they get. And finally, they die like this. And when they die like this, because they have not utilized their human life for serving Krishna, for understanding the purpose of life, generally they go into lower species. Because in this material world. Another thing is, a person, if he has to enjoy independent of Krishna, you have to engage in a lot of sinful activities. A lot of sinful activities people perform to, you know, grow in their material life, to, you know, increase their wealth and to do so many things. They have to engage in so many types of sinful activities. For that, they have to suffer that reaction. So, in this way, a person dies. This is not human life. That is why Bhagavatam says, dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya upakalpate nartasya dharma hi kantasya kamo labaya hi sprita. All occupation engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one is engaged in the ultimate occupation service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So, dharma se hi apavargasya means pavarga has to go and convert into apavargasya, means we have to become free from all these miseries, from this hard labor, from this bhaya, from this frustration which is there in this hard work in this material existence. And for that is real dharma. Dharma is not meant for increasing our material sense gratification. Generally, people follow dharma for what? For sense gratification. People go to temple, people go to different places just for their material desires. But actually, dharma is meant for becoming free from this sense gratification. Dharma is meant to become free from this miseries of body. Dharma is meant for liberation, not to become settled in this material world. That is real dharma. So question arises, why we are suffering here? If I'm working hard in this material world and I'm enjoying my results of my activities, why I have to suffer so much in this material world? So we have to understand, just like there is a gang of thieves, and if they have stolen some money from the bank, and if they are trying to utilize that money in a very honest way, then utilizing that money in an honest way or dividing that money in an honest way will not change the profile of a thief. Similarly, we have to understand everything in this material, whatever we see, even this material body itself belongs to Krishna. So if we don't offer to Krishna and we use it for our own sense gratification, we are in the category of thieves. So if we are in that category, we cannot become free from sinful reactions. We cannot enjoy in this world. That is the understanding. Krishna says, I am Sarvasya Prabhu. Everything has come from me. All the resources, everything what we see, we are trying to utilize for our sense gratification. Everything has come from Krishna. This senses belongs to Krishna. This body has come from Krishna. So ultimately, everything has to be utilized for the pleasure of the Lord. This is the real principle. And then finally, Krishna says in the 22nd verse, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhumte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karana Guna Sangasya Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. Living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying three modes of nature. This is due to his association, that material nature, as he meets with good and evil amongst various species. So, under the influence of three modes of material nature, we are developing different kinds of material desires. And based on our desires, we are going through 84 lakh species of life. So, there are three modes which are acting. Rajoguna, Tamoguna, and Satoguna. Based on the influence of the modes in which we are, we enjoy different types of sense gratification. So that is why all 84 lakh species, wherever we go, we feel that we are enjoying life. Whether we are in a body of a hog, in a body of a tree, or in a dog. Although we are suffering actually everywhere, but still we feel we are enjoying. Because of the under the influence of the modes, under the influence of Rajoguna, if you are under the modes of Rajoguna, if Rajoguna is acting on you, you will feel Rajasic enjoyment. If you are under the influence of Tamoguna, you will feel Tamasic enjoyment. If you are under the influence of Sattvaguna, you will feel Sattvic enjoyment. So you will relish Sattvic enjoyment more and more. Just like Srila Prabhupada shared one pastime in which Srila Prabhupada was staying in one apartment, and they were cooking something in ghee. So, I don't know, in Indonesia or some other country, it was there like that. So, as soon as disciples, Prabhupada was sharing, as soon as disciples started cooking in ghee, immediately some of the neighbors came to that place and they started knocking a door. And then disciples opened a door and then they started, what you're cooking? So horrible smell is coming from your place. We cannot tolerate this smell. So Prabhupada said, we are cooking ghee and they are not able to tolerate this smell. Why? Because they are under the influence of tamoguna. A tamasic person can enjoy sattvic enjoyment. Just like in where we stay in Pavai, thereby there is a fish market. So it is very difficult for us to pass through that market. But there we see a lot of people standing there, they're smelling the fish, checking whether which is the good fish. And for them, it is very normal. It is not uncomfortable for them to stand there. Because, you know, just like we know acid-base, that reaction is different. And acid, if we combine, then there is a different kind of distinct reaction which happens. So, like that, we have to understand, if a person is tamasic and if he is in a tamasic place, nothing will happen. He will enjoy that place. If a person is sattvic and he is in a tamasic place, there will be some reaction. He cannot tolerate that place. So like that, our enjoyment is based on the modes. But when a person rises in bhakti, he becomes free from these three modes. Even he rises above sattva guna. That is a position of real happiness, spiritual happiness, where we have to reach. So I will share now a video of how people are actually planning to become maybe pigs in next life and how tamasic person enjoys in this material world. Although Lord has given him a human life, human body. So in UK, they have started a pig spa, they call it as, in which, you know, one of the most educated people we see in UK, they go to this spa and they become pigs. They live like pigs because they enjoy that. So this is how we see in this material world, how the modes are acting on us and how we enjoy different levels of happiness. So today we'll not chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will see this video and in that way we'll end the class. So thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna. So watch this video. I think just a minute, I will...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
I will just play this video again. This is a short video on pig spa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely day.
I was first recommended the spa by a friend in the city. I wasn't sure at first. But this will be my sixth retreat. And honestly, it's been life-changing.
Give them, well, what we give the normal pigs, you know, we've got some carrots, we've got some lettuce, normally organic stuff, you pay a bit more for that.
My work is highly stressful, I'm extremely important, and so to be able to escape for a pig weekender and just get out of this old thing and just regress, you know. Gorging on old vegetables from a rusty trough, fighting against the other sows to get your fill, rolling around in the mud and feces. It just recalibrates the system.
Here you go. Oh, good pig.
So I started out with the organic package, but like with anything in life, you want more and feel you can push yourself further. So I'm going to try the battery package today. I can't say enough good things about pig therapy. I mean, quite frankly, I don't know if I should. I don't want the competition to know, because we'd be giving them an edge. But we are, when we're connected to our pig selves, we are just in that zone.
Yeah, sure. I can't do it right now. I'm at a spa. But let me speak to one of my guys. Cool, bye.
I mean, you have a look at them. I mean, they're just in the zone, aren't they? Our drove, my little droves, my little piggies.
Who wants to go for another pig weekend soon, eh? Yes! Oh, wonderful.
That's what it's all about, really. I've arranged for the company to offer free lunchtime pig spa treatments for the staff. I find it really helps them focus and increases productivity and the artificial insemination. So humbling.
So this is how people, although they have got human life, but they want to go back to 84 lakh species from where they have come. So if we don't serve Krishna, then we have to do something else. So better we read Bhagavad Gita and follow Krishna's instructions so that at least we can get human life next life, if not liberation. So we'll continue discussion on this more, how Prakriti is acting on us and how we can get relief from this influence of Prakriti, so that we can get real liberation in this human life. So thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna.